Have you ever thought about getting into franchising? Up next on Veteran on the Move, Army veteran Chris Beyer has been with 7-Eleven for over 30 years and is here to tell us about a great opportunity for veterans and their families. 7-Eleven is offering you the opportunity to serve your community with the skills you learned while serving your country.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
If you're a veteran interested in a new game plan, 7-Eleven may have what you're looking for. Their structured franchise program is a perfect fit for your experience and skills. Franchise with a leader. It's a smart game plan for vets. And a win for 7-Eleven. Check out the details at veteranonthemove.com/7-Eleven. Chris Beyer is a franchise sales representative for 7-Eleven with current responsibilities in Utah and South Texas. Chris has been employed by 7-Eleven for over 30 years and has worked in numerous leadership positions within the company. While working for 7-Eleven, he has simultaneously served in the United States Army Reserve as a combat engineer and retired after serving for over 32 years with the last 13 years as a command sergeant major. All right, Chris Beyer from 7-Eleven, thanks for being here today on the Veteran on the Move show. Before we get to talking about business, entrepreneurship, and the 7-Eleven opportunity, take us back, Loez, and tell us what you did in the Army.
So I'm one of those individuals that grew up in a military family. Father was active duty Air Force, and I actually joined the Army Reserve at the age of 17, literally signed up the day after my birthday. And then spent the next 32 years as a combat engineer in the Army Reserve. Had the privilege of serving at every leadership position in the enlisted side, and retired just last year as a brigade command sergeant major. The experiences that I learned in the Army, just incredible. And I had this vision of going active duty. And then I got hooked up working for 7-Eleven right out of school, and I was able to simultaneously juggle two careers, one being the Army Reserve and then the other one with 7-Eleven. And so I spent 32 years in the Army Reserves, and I've spent a little more than 31 years working inside 7-Eleven in various different leadership positions within the organization.
Wow, that's incredible. So you've had about the 30-plus years with both organizations, the Army Reserve and 7-Eleven. I'm kind of curious, how did you actually get started with 7-Eleven?
It's a great question. So I was just looking for a part-time job. The intent was I really wanted to join the military, and I was still in high school. The intent was once I graduated high school, I was going to go active duty. And quite honestly, I saw a financial benefit working in the civilian sector. And so I chose that career path, and actually started managing a store for 7-Eleven. I was 20 years old and I was a store manager. So I was very fortunate. And both careers kind of took off. I picked up a leadership responsibility in my early 20s as a squad leader. And it's just stuck with me that being, I was a store manager for a convenience store, but I had a lot of flexibility, and it was very similar to actually owning and operating my own individual store. There was so much flexibility there, it actually allowed me to develop both careers and apply my learnings from one to the other. So I was actually take the knowledge I was learning inside working for 7-Eleven and apply that towards my Army career, as well as the leadership skills I was learning inside the Army and applying that towards my 7-Eleven career. So I always tell people I was pretty fortunate. Where most individuals are learning just one skill set, I was actually learning two different skill sets and able to apply them between both different careers.
You know, that's great. I have not interviewed a lot of folks who have gone from zero to hero, or private to general, in your case, private to command sergeant major, not only in the military, but also in their parallel civilian career track. You essentially went from private to whatever that may be, your current you know, rank and status within 7-Eleven 30 plus years later. You've done both of them parallel for over 30 years. That's amazing. I really would like to hear, I mean, I like a little bit about what you said, where you were talking about you were learning some things in the 7-Eleven corporate world and you were learning other things at the same time by your service with the Army, how you bring in your Army leadership skills back over to 7-Eleven. That's fascinating because most of us, you know, we spend some time on active duty and we get out and then maybe go in the reserves, or once we get out, we're done completely. You've had this parallel track since you were almost essentially a kid with both of them. And so your transition was like happening simultaneously the whole way through. And you probably, you know, at a young age, you started experiencing what the military can do for your civilian career while at the same time learning your civilian career and taking it into your service with the Army Reserve. What can you expand a little more on what your service in the Army has done and helped you along the way in your civilian career? Because you experienced it simultaneously, whereas a lot of us, we build it all up in the military and then we're dropped out into the civilian world. We're kind of left there scratching our head for a little while until we find our direction again. But you're experiencing it the whole way through. Can you describe in some more detail on that?
Absolutely. One of the benefits I received from the military is a form of leadership training that we provide, or they provided for us. The education system, and so the primary leadership courses, the advanced leadership courses, and then the experience and exposure to go out there and lead soldiers at such a young age. That was probably one of the most instrumental things inside the military that I was able to apply out in the civilian world. In the civilian world, it seemed like you kind of just learn as you go, and there is some training out there. You can sign up for this seminar, that seminar to learn about leadership. And then you apply and you learn as you go as well. But the military, having that formal training, it's priceless. And it's so invaluable to attend those courses and then be able to apply them, not just in a military setting, but again, I was very fortunate that I was able to apply them in the civilian sector as well, again, simultaneously. And I had essentially two models that I was able to work at simultaneously here with my leadership skills. And again, the military, the formal leadership that they taught you, it's just incredible. And as I'd mentioned, I grew up as a combat engineer, and I was a team leader very early 20s, and I was a squad leader. I believe I was probably 22, maybe 21 as a squad leader. And that's an incredible responsibility for a young adult to have those type of experiences. And going through that the training program that the military would offer there, and then being able to apply it in the civilian world, it's just such an incredible experience for me. And then likewise, 7-Eleven, although we didn't have as rigorous as a training program, we did offer some in-house type of seminars and some leadership team building type of things. And again, being able to take that and using that, it really provided for more. It helped to really separate me from some of my peers, because I brought a little bit more to the table. It definitely helped to, just separate me and allow me to use all my learnings here from both entities and apply them towards whatever the situation may be.
Yeah, and over the years, with over 30 years with 7-Eleven, you've obviously held a number of different positions throughout the corporation and seen it from all different angles. So where are you at now in your current job with 7-Eleven, and what is it? What are your primary duties?
So right now, my core responsibilities, I'm a franchise sales representative, and my territory right now is just one state. I'm actually on special assignment where I'm providing leadership oversight for the central portion of the United States, which consists of 10 different states. And I've been on this assignment for some time now. I now have 8 direct reports. So it's kind of a unique situation for me, where I'm still franchising stores, but then I'm also providing oversight to 10, I'm sorry, to 8 individuals in 10 different geographical locations that are franchising stores as well. And I'll tell you a little background. Prior to getting into the franchise department, I also worked inside our real estate department, going out there and purchasing small businesses to convert them to 7-Elevens and or purchasing dirt to construct a 7-Eleven on. And prior to that, I was a consultant where I oversaw the daily operations of 8 to 10 stores. And prior to that, I worked in the training department for our organization. So I've been in numerous different roles with inside the organization. Been very fortunate to get the exposure to work for some very incredible individuals.
Oh yeah, and you know, 7-Eleven is one of those American icons, especially in the convenience store world. I mean, I remember as far back as I can possibly remember as a little kid, I remember 7-Elevens, and it's interesting. The convenience store market around the country and around the world has just grown tremendously over the last several decades. I mean, there's probably 1,000 different types of little convenience stores all over the place. You know, there's definitely some big players, and we all are familiar with 7-Eleven. So where's 7-Eleven at these days as far as you know, number of stores and you know, viability in the marketplace?
Right now, we have over 60,000 locations worldwide.
That's 60,000, like 60,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 60, incredible.
60,000.
Wow.
It's insane. Yeah. You know, the running joke of giving people directions by, hey, go to that 7-Eleven and turn right, and then go to the next 7-Eleven and turn left. you know, it's we have you go to some of our markets and you see us everywhere, and that's great for us. Brand awareness is tremendous for us. But yeah, so 60,000 stores worldwide. We have a little more than 8,000 stores here in North America, and we're growing. We are the world's largest convenience store, and we're the fastest growing convenience store here in North America, and we're looking to grow. I mean, we're looking to expand. Hit over 10,000 stores here in the next several years, just here in North America alone.
Wow, that's incredible. Hey, Chris, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to dive deep into the whole 7-Eleven franchise opportunity. Well, hold on, we'll be right back. If you're a veteran interested in a new game plan, 7-Eleven may have what you're looking for. We're talking franchising, you know, owning your own store. 7-Eleven's franchise program puts your military experience to work in a structured environment that's all about success. And special military incentives and financing make ownership easier. So think about it. Franchising with the convenience leader. It's a smart game plan for vets and a win for 7-Eleven. Check out the details at veteranonthemove.com/7-Eleven. Okay, we're back with Chris Beyer, Army veteran who's been working for 7-Eleven for over 30 years. And we're talking about the franchising opportunity with 7-Eleven, especially in the interest of veterans. So Chris, you were before the break, you were talking about 7-Eleven's is the world's largest convenience store and the fastest growing. So where do veterans fit into that business model?
So I'll tell you, veterans are just a great fit for our organization. The leadership skills, the discipline they bring to the organization is just incredible. As we're out there looking for individuals to franchise one of our locations, we look for skill sets that people bring to the table. And one of those skill sets is leadership. And we all know that the military provides such a great environment to develop those leadership skills. And so we look for veterans, and we look for veterans so much that we actually offer a discount towards our veterans. It's a 10% to 20%, depending on how long they've been out of service. Is what that rate will be, either 10% or 20%. We also offer special financing rates to our veterans out there, and the reason why is veterans are successful out there in the industry, and we want to get them on our team. They bring a lot to the organization. And it's a valuable skill set.
You know, mostly on the Veteran on the Move podcast, we talk about entrepreneurship in general, the veterans transitioning to entrepreneurship. We have talked franchising a few times in the past. I think most people got a basic idea what the difference between just jumping in and starting your own business from scratch versus franchising. So tell us a little bit about what it's like to own your own 7-Eleven franchise.
So we are looking for that individual that has that entrepreneur mindset. With 7-Eleven, it's a turnkey operation. We provide a significant portion of the backroom support. Our initial investment to get in across the nation, it's $190,000. On average, $219,000 out the door is the cost. The other $29,000 is the working capital to operate the store. So again, the initial investment is $219,000 that's out the door, total investment to get into a 7-Eleven store. So you ask, hey, what do I get for that $219,000? As I mentioned, it's a turnkey operation. And so 7-Eleven's providing a fully stocked operational building with all the backroom support you can imagine. So we provide the accounting services on behalf of the franchisee. We provide the merchandising services. We provide weekly business consultants that actually meet with the franchisees on a weekly basis with the intent to help that franchisee increase the profitability inside their location. When you look at our franchise model, we share in the gross profit. So gross profit is just the retail minus the cost of goods. And the reason we share in gross profit with the franchisee is we now have a vested interest in helping that franchisee be successful inside their organization. We offer ongoing training. And I'll tell you, our training is world-class. And I'd also tell you that our support is world class as well. I mean, it's just it's incredible the level of support a franchisee will receive from 7-Eleven.
Hey, so you know, you're talking to that guy that's looking to get out. You know, maybe the veteran and soon to be veteran and their spouse, and they're thinking about jumping into this, and they see that $219,000 price tag. And they're like, holy cow, what how can I afford that? And that's biting off a big old chunk. So can you break that down for us a little bit? And what does 7-Eleven do as far as financing in order to allow a veteran to afford getting into the game?
Okay. So we offer special financing to qualified individuals on that $190,000. So again, the $190,000 is the initial franchise fee. That is the average franchise fee across the nation is $190,000. And so we offer special financing onto that. And it really depends on the individual's credit worthiness, what they bring to the table. Okay. So there is no, hey, somebody's going to get 65 or 75%. On average, we offer 65% to people just walking in off the street. But for veterans, we'll take that up even higher. And so, and again, it depends on the individual's credit worthiness. It could be 75 or even 90%. And the length of the terms could be longer than what we offer to a standard individual that's coming in off the street. So again, it just depends on the individual. We would tell people that the minimum investment that you should be looking at is come to the table with like $50,000. That covers the minimum, the $29,000 working capital, and then provides some additional funding towards the initial franchise fee of $190,000.
Now, do you find a lot of veterans that are able to come up with estimate roughly $50,000 in cash to get in on the deal, or do you find them, I mean, they end up having to go elsewhere to come to the table with that?
So the answer is yes. I mean, we have quite a few veterans inside our franchise program here. How they come to the table with those funds, there's many different ways to finance this. Some are very fortunate to where they've saved their money and they have that kind of cash on hand. Others are able to convert their TSP, 401k, into buying a franchise. Others are able to go out there and seek funding from private investors. to help them with that. So it's kind of a mix up of everything out there of what's available. So it's really unique, and every individual is going to be different on that, what they bring to the table.
Hey, and Chris, just to clarify, you know, not that this is a this is any kind of tax or retirement advice, but you mentioned converting your TSP or 401k into the money required to put down to buy a 7-Eleven franchise. What you're talking about there is they're not pulling the money out and taking the penalty and the tax hit on it. They're actually converting it over into like a self-directed fund, which allows their 7-Eleven franchise to essentially be part of their retirement program. Is that correct?
Yeah. So exactly, without giving any tax advice,
you're right.
It is perfectly legal out there to convert a 401k into purchasing a franchise. We typically work with a couple different law firms located throughout the nation that are able to assist with that, and it's a regular occurrence out there for us.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with converting either traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs into self-directed IRAs. You know, purchase real estate or buying businesses. I wasn't 100% sure that you could do that with a 401k, although it makes sense. And I certainly didn't realize you could do it with the thrift savings plan. So that's a big benefit for military families.
Yes.
Okay. So can you talk about if somebody's interested in signing up for, or you're looking to go through the process of applying to become a 7-Eleven franchisee, you know, how does that start? I was going to give you although we've got it on the ad spots here, but if somebody's interested in going to the franchisee, the program, in the interest of being a veteran and going to the franchisee program, you can go to veteranonthemove.com/7-Eleven. And that's the word 7 and 11 spelled out. So veteranonthemove.com/7-Eleven. And that'll direct you to the 7-Eleven franchisee program for veterans. So at the beginning, you know, obviously, get your information filled out. What begins the process of becoming a 7-Eleven franchisee, and typically, how long would it take to get all the way through where on day one your store's up and running?
So, once an application is submitted, on average, it takes an individual about 4 to 6 months to go through the entire process to get into their own store. And included in that 4 to 6 months is about a 2-month training period. It can be done a little bit quicker, maybe 3 to 5 months, but on average, it's about 4 to 6 months for a standard individual walking in off the street. So once an application is filled out, so we're going to do the pre-qualifications, and you know, we're looking for U.S. Permanent residents. So we're looking for 21 years of age or older. We're looking for individuals that have credit scores of 700 or greater. And I'll tell you, the credit score, it's not a showstopper. If somebody's got the credit score in the mid-600s to 700, we're willing to work with individuals like that. It's a case-by-case basis there. So once the application is submitted, then we're going to provide a couple different assessments. We're going to business leadership. We're going to do business acumen. We do a couple interviews with the individual. And then we go through the rest of the qualification process, which includes full financial disclosure, where individuals are going to submit bank statements, they're going to submit tax documents, they're going to fill out some standard forms. So we can do full financial disclosure. We can do a comprehensive background check on an individual to ensure that they can acquire all the necessary licenses and permits to operate the store. Once that's done, we do what we refer to as a final interview. When that's completed, we schedule them for training. They complete their training, and shortly after they complete training, so within a week or two after completion of training, is what we refer to as changeover. They go into their store. That's when they take over the daily operations of the individual store that they selected.
Now, a lot of franchises out there do it differently. How does 7-Eleven select location? Is that done ahead of time for the franchisee, and 7-Eleven just says, okay, these are the locations you have to choose from, or do individuals actually come to 7-Eleven with location ideas?
So both on our traditional side is primarily what we do is the individual will select the location, and the location's already an existing 7-Eleven store already in operations, and or a site that has been identified to be a 7-Eleven, and 7-Eleven's responsible for building that out. So it's either already a site that's up and operational, or a site that we plan to open within the next several months, okay? And again, it's the individual's responsibility to select it. We'll provide some financial information for the stores that are already open. If it's a store that we're going to open, there is no financial information to share with the individual regarding that. So it is a little bit unique as compared to other sites, and that's partly why our initial investment is significantly lower. Is an individual doesn't have to go out there and to purchase a site and or secure a lease and then build it out and then bring in the equipment, because all of that's going to already be all furnished for the individual. And like that other program or the other programs that are out there where you have to go out there and you figure out, hey, this is where I want to put whatever franchise program or whatever business I want to put. If it's one of our existing sites, you're going to get some known data. We're going to provide some sales data, some gross profit information. We're going to provide gas gallon information. So you'll know what that store is already doing for the last couple of years at least.
Okay. And I'm not really familiar with some of with the kind of terminology I'm talking about, but like with some franchises, it's yours and you own it, you know, in the typical franchise relationship. And then there's other relationships where you don't really own it. You're more of a operator. Can you explain the legal relationship that exists between the franchisee and 7-Eleven and how the ownership works?
Yeah. So franchisees are independent contractors. That's the relationship.
Okay.
To answer the question, I think is there's nothing tangible with our program. So a franchisee could never come in and use like the building, the equipment, the inventory. They couldn't use it as collateral. They couldn't count it as an asset because it will always, 7-Eleven will always maintain ownership of that building and the dirt and the equipment inside there. Again, there's just nothing tangible with our program. But again, that's why our franchise fee is significantly lower than going out there and starting up an own individual business and or buying into a different franchise program out there.
And I'm sure that has a lot of it. There's a lot of advantages. One being the cost of entry is much lower. But I mean, like other franchise restaurants and stores that are out there, the cost of entry is so much higher because you're actually buying the land and buying the building and owning all that stuff, which might seem like you got more control in the beginning. But it sounds like the way 7-Eleven does it probably works out better for the franchisee in the long run, doesn't it?
Well, I don't want to say better, but the risk to get involved is significantly lower as compared to going out there and developing a ground up site on your own. Mm-hmm. And stuff. There's definitely a lot of unknowns going out there and picking a piece of dirt and saying, I'm going to put whatever retail establishment on there. Okay. Versus going and looking at a 7-Eleven that's already up and operational and getting some known data for, what their sales are. We're going to provide sales information for the last, 24 months, what their sales are, what the gross profit dollars are. What the gas gallons are, and we break that out actually by month for a franchisee, so there'll be some history so they can see, hey, are sales going up, they going down, are they flat, versus the risk associated with going out there and developing a piece of dirt from the ground up. And you know, there's much more speculation on that and much more risk associated with going out and developing a piece of dirt or leasing a building and converting it to whatever retail establishment you want to convert it to.
Okay. So if we take a 7-Eleven franchisee, take it full circle, what is the exit look like to a 7-Eleven franchisee, whether it's, you know, they just own it for a few years or they owned it for 30 years, they're at the end of it and they're moving on, or, you know, change of lifestyle, change of family situation, and they're wanting to get out. What is an exit out of a 7-Eleven franchise look like?
So the exit strategy for a franchisee is there's several options. So first of all, our contract is good for 10 years. At the end of the 10 years, they can renew the contract for 20% of the then current franchise fee, or they could simply walk away. I can tell you very, very few people will walk away. So the other exit strategy for them, if they don't renew, they can transfer it to a son or daughter, no cost. The only investment the son or daughter would have to pay is licenses in their own name. Okay. Mm-hmm. The number one exit strategy for a franchisee is to sell what we refer to as goodwill. So they will list their store for sale and they'll collect goodwill, which is an intangible asset that they think the value of their business is worth. That is the number one way a franchisee will exit our program is by selling that store for goodwill out there.
So they actually put a price tag on it and another potential franchisee comes along and buys it?
Exactly. And so when an individual is looking at, hey, what's their return on investment? I'm operating a store for X number of years, and, you know, they calculate what their income is from that. And then, my exit strategy is I'm going to sell it for goodwill. So they'll calculate that as part of the return on investment, the big picture there. And so what's that goodwill amount look like? It varies. It varies by location. It varies by geographical parts of the country and stuff. And it varies by the performance of the store. Primarily, that's really all I really do. Is sell goodwill stores, and that's just really going from one franchisee to another franchisee. So I'm just I'm the conduit between the buyer and the seller to get one person out of the program and somebody else into the program.
Okay. Well, Chris, it's a wealth of information on the 7-Eleven franchise opportunity that you've shared with it. We're getting close to the end of our time, unfortunately. So I do want to give you the last word. If you're talking to someone that's looking to get out here pretty soon, or maybe they're in the middle of their transition and they're not looking to go get your typical JOB out in corporate America, they want to do something on their own. Maybe they don't have they want to be an entrepreneur. They want to run their own show. They want to be a business owner, but they don't have that, they don't have the right vehicle, or they haven't found the right vehicle to the fight. If 7-Eleven is potentially that vehicle for them, what advice would you have to them, and what kind of initial things should they be expecting or thinking about?
So my advice that I give veterans all the time is to do your due diligence. Go out there and explore your options. And so not every franchise program is the right fit for everybody that's out there. Okay. So the number one advice I give is go out there and do your due diligence. Okay. Make sure this is what you want to do. Okay. Now when you sit there and you look at a 7-Eleven, and what do you get with 7-Eleven as compared to some other franchise programs? Well, I tell you, the benefit is the lower initial investment to get in there and the tremendous amount of support that comes with franchising a 7-Eleven. It's pretty unmatched out inside the industry, the initial investment as well as the support. But again, I just can't emphasize this enough for whatever career path, second career that somebody's looking to do is do your due diligence. Go out there and talk to franchisees that are in the system. Talk to franchisees that have left the system. Go and shop that location and, envision, can I do this? This is what I want to do and stuff. There's pros and cons out there with any program. And so definitely get out there and do your research before you make a decision on what you want to do.
All right. That's great advice. Hey, 7-Eleven has another exciting program called Operation Take Command, where once a year they award a franchise to a veteran. Can you tell us about Operation Take Command?
Absolutely. So far we have awarded four different veterans a franchise out there. And how that works is we're going to be rolling that out later on in 2017. And you just have to go to the website, apply. You go through, there's a qualification process out there. But at the end of the day, again, this year, we are going to award a veteran out there another franchise program out there. It's a great program. It's a great way to show our support to the veterans of this country.
I mean, holy cow! You actually award a 7-Eleven franchise to a veteran. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, so you know, if you take our national average of $190,000, essentially, you know, that veteran's getting $190,000 to apply towards a franchise program, you know, with a 7-Eleven. So if you were to put a dollar amount to it, it'd be $190,000. It'd be what that equates to.
Wow, that's incredible. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that, in the next 6 months or so, as third and fourth quarter of this year, as you guys unroll that program. So stay tuned for more on Operation Take Command. And so that's it for now, Sergeant Major. I think we're done, right?
Absolutely. Jay, I want to tell you thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely. So, all right. These two veterans are Oscar Mike. Have you joined the Veteran on the Move Facebook group? I personally invite every guest that I have on the podcast to join the group. So the Veteran on the Move Facebook group is a great way to connect with previous podcast guests. Our Facebook group will keep you in touch with other veterans that are transitioning to entrepreneurship, and you will also get great updates and free guides on the people, programs, and resources that will help you in your transition to entrepreneurship. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review in iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is